transportation. Okay, let's take a look on page 14. The Rambam, Perek Vav in Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Yud Beis, writes, Misha Ambalo Oviv Lavor Al Divrei Torah, Bein Sha Ambalo Lavor Al Mitzvahs Losase, Al Vatel Mitzvahs Ese. Because if a parent says to violate a Losase, to eat treif, for example, Al Vatel Mitzvahs Ese, not to take lulav, not to sit in the sukkah. Afil shol divrayim. Even if it tells them don't light Hanukkah candles. I mean, maybe that's not such a good example because maybe that's a chovas habayis, whatever. But don't listen to the Megillah, Purim night or whatever. Afil shol divrayim, harezel lo yishmolo. Shenema ish imo v'aviv tirov, v'ashab soso tishmor, kulchem hayovim bechvodi. That we're all chayev in the in kavod Hashem, so therefore a parent doesn't have a right even to tell a child not to do a derabbanan.
Does the fact that the Rambam says
derayim
as opposed to kivu divrei sofrim, you could say that maybe that's where the divrei sofrim is different than when the Rambam says derayim. Presumably means that they're abanim.
They're abanim, right?
So he uses as a proof that krovei aim is they're abanim a kiss of kesef, and you shouldn't
right.
Be something else.
Right. And this is brought down to the Torah, page 15. Omer lo aviv lavor al divrei Torah, ben she omer lo lavor al mitzvahs lo sase, omer lo levatel mitzvahs ese, afil mitzvahs shel divreim lo yishmolo. And the Beis Yosef says, because of the Fil Vatal Mitzvah Sesei Shal Dveim, King Kosev of Arambam, Perek Vav, Hilchos Mamrim, and there, Shatam Yishem Dekeven, the Chol Mili, the Rabban, and Asmuchin, who are loved, the Lo Sosra, Rehim Bechlal, Divrei Dvar Torah. In other words, he says, according to the Rambam, that all the Rabbanans are learned out from Lo Sosra, so that's Lavar al Divrei Torah. Inami came in the near Shem Kulchem Chayamim Kvodi of Finlom, really the Rabban and Vadehem Kvodo Shalbokum, Ein Lo Lavor Aleim Bishvil Kavarovich. So he should not violate Mishim Kavarovich, so even a Darabban. So there's this interesting Shaila in the Yamshel Shlomo. The Marshal on page 12. Look what it says here. Piska Kosova Tur Bedive Rambam. Amel Oviv Lavar al Divrei Torah, Meicho Amel Lavar Mitzvahs Losase, Meicho Amel Vatal Mitzvahsese, Afil Shal Dvayim Lo Yishma. The Chosav Hakaro, that's what he calls him, Chosav Hakaro. Vizel Shon, Nirash Atam Yishim Dekeim Dechol Mili Drabban Asmachin Olav Lo Soso, Ehi Bechol Divrei Torah. This is interesting because the Beis Yosef is sort of saying that if it wouldn't have been based on Losasur, a Drabbanan, then maybe a parent could. Because on a Daraisa level, this is not a mitzvah. Which is strange, because that would match with that according to the Ramban, that it's not from Losasur, then maybe the parent could ask a child not to do a Drabbanan.
If you look at the Braham, what's going on the Asay?
Yeah, the Asay is the Braham.
Either
way.
Okay.
I don't know, I think. Hinami shum tu kulchem chayovim bichvodi alfinula. It was Gemara learns that kulchem chayovim bichvodi. We're all chayiv in the kavod of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Umitzes the rabban and vada him kvodu shol mochem. Ein lo lava alei bishvil kvod aviv adkan. So he says, "Ve'edu tzarich tam ledover." Yachas shamayim lehed yebeirvin lizar b'divrei sofrim yosef b'divrei Torah. So the b'divrei Torah yesh b'chiyuv misa v'lo sasa. B'divrei sofrim kulam chiyuv misa b'divrei shamayim. He says, the Gemara says in Eirvin that you have to be more careful in divrei sofrim b'divrei Torah. Because divrei sofrim kulam chiyuv misa b'divrei shemayim. Because I guess you're mezalzal in the rabbanim if you don't follow them. Ein lecha kavod makom gadol mizu. And then he quotes the Rosh that we saw last week. The av shetziv levno shelo yidaber in ploni. If a father tells a son you shouldn't speak to so and so, or you shouldn't be mochel him, shelo yimchelo al masha osolo, hazman kotzuv. But ben hayarotza l'spayis imo, and the son is ready to make up with this guy. El shachashash l'tzavosu aviv, ein lalochus l'tzavosu. Sh'osu l'sno l'shum yehudi. Im lo shirenu over avera. V'al shetzivo lo l'sno, lav kol kemine l'avira l'divrei Torah kan. So now is the interesting question. Matzosi kosev. Shim av mochev b'vno shalo yomar kadosh al imo. That God forbid the mother passed away, the father still alive, and so, as we know, the common practice is whenever a parent passes away, the child says Kaddish on the father, the mother. So the father, the mother passed away, God forbid, the mother passed away, and the father says, I don't want you to say Kaddish, says to his son. He makbid alav me'achashu chai. We never think in these terms, because normally a person thinks if parents, one of the parents are not alive, so he says no. But the father saying I'm still alive, so you're not really a yasom. So he thinks it's a begiyah in his kavod that his son is saying. Or maybe it's an ayin hara. Okay, maybe. But something is, so the father tells him not to say Kaddish. So someone wrote, he said, so saying Kaddish for the mother is a covet for the mother. But the father is saying that you're being pogay in my covet because I'm alive. Okay, but it's some Indian that would be mechaved the mother. So someone wrote, he doesn't say who, that he has the right to say that. So the marshal, the Yamshal Shlomo, disagrees. He says, "V'li nira the English molo." Me'achas shenogu me'avoseinu akdoshim lo makadish yosum miyuvdu the Rabbi Akiva. Right, the famous Medrash Rabbi Akiva said Barchu whatever for his chus prepared. So he says that if the father says to the kid not to say Kaddish for the mother, so it's like telling him not to do it the Rabbanim. In other words, you say just like when a parent passes away and the person refers to the parent within the first year, he says kol shekein lo mar kaddish. He says, so therefore it's like a derabanan of sorts to say kash. He says the father who is requesting that, because what does it have to reach a chamocha? It means anything you wouldn't want somebody to do for you, you can't do it others. So obviously if he would pass away, he would want his son to say kaddish for him, so then he can't, so it's not right for him to ask the son not to say kaddish for the mother. Right? You say, so Jake is saying chayecha kodmim, because he says it's true that but here it's he's saying because the cover, the father saying my cover is takes precedence to the, you know, to the wife's cover.
Mother would have
been
alive and the father would have died and the mother said don't do it, would that have mattered?
Say again?
If the father was the one who died and the mother's
telling
the son I don't want you to say Kaddish?
Same question.
Yeah. What?
Same question.
Would it be the same question or no? Or would we say, as if it would be the opposite? I don't know. I don't think it would be the same question. In other words, if the father would pass away and the mother would say, don't say Kaddish for your father, so that would be Pashatik, because his covered. The question is, does his covered after Misa come before her? Usually we say, if the father asks to get some water and the mother asks, he goes to his father first, but that's because they're both alive. Right, so would the chiv kovel achar misav to the father be more severe than the? But he says, "Achei mashenogu aveilim lubo shchorim lekover hames." Shein ze klal menachiv shita sheyacholim mechospo. So aveilim are wear black clothing, l'kovet hames. And so, say the mother passed away, and the father doesn't like that he's wearing these black clothing. So that's not a real chiyuv. She'ein zeh klal min achiyuv pshita yochol limchos po. So that is even some type of minhag that the father could tell the son that he shouldn't wear these clothing. Well, it's interesting that he says that Megabe the Kaddish, he says he's mechuyev to say Kaddish. And this then is brought to Shulchan Aruch on page 16, where it says, Reish Mem Tezvav. Hamar lo odi lavar al divrei Torah bein mitzvah seseh bein lo saseh feel mitzvah shel divreiim lo yishmolo. Okay. Now let's take a look on page 18. In the Shut Imre Yosher, the Meir Arik. He was one of the big poskim, the Gadol Hador in Galicia. The Meir Arik was one of the big poskim. So he says over here, Al dashe loso be'echad asha imo kilala v'asra es atzma im bena. Yelech lebeis chamia. So what did she do? She made a curse. And she said what? She doesn't want her son going to what? To his paternal grandfather's house. Right.
Who's his grandmother?
His father. Wait, wait. He's saying that still slow. Imo kilo osos asma in yelech lebeis chamia. Her father-in-law.
His grandfather.
I mean, the kid's grandfather.
Yeah.
I guess she doesn't get along with her in-laws. And she makes a curse that she shouldn't go to the he wants to go. The question of Shalom Bayis. So is he allowed to go? He named Ashkosov the Mitzah Kibur Eim Enu Mechuyev the Shmo the Kolo. So he says, L'chor from Kibur Eim. He's saying this is the old question: is Kibur Eim only service or anything your parent tells you? So if your parent tells you you can't go to your grandparents' house, is that kibur eim? Right, the Shulchan Aruch says it like that's a Tshuvas Harash. If a parent says, I don't want you to speak to somebody, I don't want you to have anything to do with him, we don't listen. Ein lochos l'tzava. So the Kosov is a Sham Datami Shem to also no Shum Adam Yisrael. It's also to hate anybody. V'havikim tzava lavor al divrei Torah. Muchach di ilav haitaima michiv l'shmo b'kolo. Af she'im b'ze hanola av. Right, in other words, so you see that it's not right that you should tell somebody to hate somebody, the father would have a right to tell him if it had not been naver, even though it's nothing to do with his hanah. So you see from there that a parent could command from a child to do something even if it's not for their benefit. But you don't do that. Shalom lech beis chama. Ve'inzas sinna. Lo yidab ben ploni. Have you in a sinya? Kama shkosu said as a son of kosu lo b'dimi yom kima yom itoch eva. Or shalom lech beis ploni. Ve'inzas eva. He says not to go to somebody's house is not eva. That's not sinna. Not to speak to somebody. But he doesn't shout. See with him of Val Yelech Lebeis Chamiha. So Ima Kolo Vasus Asma. Wait, who's? One second. We don't shout. See with him of Val Yelech Lebeis. Wait, no, I think we said the truth wrong. I think it's asking that the mother doesn't want her son to go to her, to his in-laws, not her in-laws. What? Yeah. Right. Right? Hamiha. So you liked what I said originally, or the first way I said, or the second way?
No, I'm just saying, you can read either way.
Right.
Because
it
doesn't
say Hamiha, it says Hamiha. Right. Because was he saying that? Shasiva levai lech veis shachai bechvodo.
If it's the in-laws, is there, I don't think, is there a
chiyuv? It's like, the mitzvah tibet chayiv, or so you get a shulchan aruch for a second? You're a day, gimel. What?
The word is not written. Beis Ham.
Yeah, one second. No, because. Gimel.
Dollar?
Yeah, because this is set has the regular set. Yeah. See, I'll tell you. If you look in. Chayev Odom Chavei Chomov. It says in Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Chav Dalet that you have to honor your father-in-law. Chagav Yishonu Dein Odom Chayev Bechor Avi Aviv. Veinu Nirali El Chayev Bechor Aviv Yosef Bechor Avi Aviv. Chayav Adam Chavish. Right. So what's the maskana?
No, it seems like it goes back and forth. And I think the case is that for me, but in the middle of the group, there's comma.
Because then he quotes the din that it says in Shulchan Aruch that your Chayav. Shasiva Yelvalech Veitz Chamav Shechai Bechvodo. Right. I think he's saying that he's telling this son not to go to his mother-in-law's house. Mother-in-law.
Sounds more reasonable.
Right?
Sounds more like the dad.
Yeah, I think that's the case. It's not what I said originally. Not like I said originally. It is not uncommon. It's just, you know. So the question is, the mother says, don't go to your mother-in-law's house, your father-in-law's house. So, does he have a right to say that? So he says, well, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you have a chiyuv to bechabed your in-laws. So even at the Rabbanon, you still. So he says, even if you want to say it's only a mitzvah Rabbanon by your in-laws, so you're not allowed to be batal mitzvah Rabbanon, right? So if going to mechabed your in-laws, mechabed your parents is the raisa, mechabed your in-laws is a Rabbanon. So if the parent doesn't have a right to say not to do a Rabbanon either. So he says, well, is going to...
Is there...
Well, so again, he says, but he doesn't think that the chiyuv is to... Because you can go for yantif, you know, you don't have to go all the time to your in-law's house. So therefore, not to go, you know, is not necessarily a bit of a mitzvah, because the mitzvah is only to go once in a while. But he says now, but since he told him never to go, so then that already is, they can't say. Now that's like mevatel mitzvah. He says, "Meirosh Aben Yizar Milachas Shemarach Leprokim VaYishlom Kevin Shatziva HaShalom Yelech Klal LeBeis Chava V'Zei Yevshar Batal Dibur LeGamri Kadeshkan Linyan Kamer Dvarim Dibur Shabbat Mitzosa Batal Kulo Tomokom Tzarchim V'Zei Chachuparim VaYishlochas Shalom V'Zei Yivto Shalom Bayis V'Zei Einam Chuyev Neshmola." And then he says, first of all, it can be considered telling you not to do a mitzvah, not to go at all. If he says, don't go every week, okay, so there's no chiv to go every week. Not to go at all, that's a bittel. So, and furthermore, that could cause shalom bias issues, because Stamash, she wants to visit her parents sometimes. So if he's not going to go visit, that's going to be...
Can we say, assuming that kibbutz is not just limited to the services in the Gemara, can you say that if the mother's just saying you can't go physically, but you can still give them nachas, the in-laws, you can still, there's ways to be makabi, that she never said don't give them kibbutz, she said don't go there, maybe she has a reason you shouldn't go to that community or something, you know?
Right, so he wasn't sure, that's why he says, become mochum tzarkin b'zeh. He wasn't like 100% sure that that's... you know, mevatel a mitzvah. But then he said, but since it's a question of shalom bayis, so then you shouldn't listen, because it could be it's a mevatel mitzvah, and even if it's not, but it's not really, you know, the concept of kibud when it's not nogeya to the parent directly.
Against the mitzvah last week, and Mizayan, a personal Mizayan is really an activist. Isn't there a bottom that's not possible to design compared to the other couple of years follow the living out there?
Yeah,
get some sort of the fault of their one. Meaning anybody Zion comes up here and says, okay, their one. So why wouldn't why that for them?
Well,
for anybody that a Zion is gonna be is it's bad for the cause of the couple of the breeds. Culture game couple now. Where, how far would you, I mean, I'm just thinking of the service last week, how this plays out.
Yeah, so what does that have to do?
And shouldn't there be more flexibility for the Rabbanim? We have a precedent for the Rabbanim, like I said, for Kabbalah.
Okay, one second. But also, he says over here that the mother made a curse. He said, the mother, the first word in the tshuva, the mother said, I curse myself if you go. So, he says, so he's causing a curse to his mother if he goes to his mother-in-law. Okay, who go and call on him? Is that also can go and be your day? Mishas Chayes Chuvah Lebno, in the spirit of the Amos, or who go and call on others? Okay, he came into whom? So he says, came in, we come post control because the ones are doing deep. So that's the question. In other words, are you causing a curse, like you're cursing your mother? So it's like indirect. We will come host him to Rulu Mitzos Achoshim, the man the doing deed of the Agamik, I'm going to Gorb Kayev. He came into Taz, Mati, and the Chathila, Buchach, the Lo'osru, Rak, the Boha Ben, and the Shbiel, a little bit Gromer. He came in, you know, they know it's a Maisa Klal. So this is like a Gromer. And Lochosh Bof and Zem Yesh, Chashash, Bidolosh. He says, you don't have to worry about the curse of your mother, because you're too indirect for that. But more thing you have to worry about is Bittul Shalom Bayis with your wife. So therefore, he says you could be Mekel to go, even though the mother took this curse. So he says first, so his thought of reasoning is maybe, first of all, she's telling you not to do a mitzvah. So then he's, you know, was saying not to go at all. And then, you know, so that's his whole, Ashashu. But you see that he's assuming that a parent could ask. That was the whole issue was that he's assuming that a parent can't ask a child to do something that's not servicing the parent. Because the whole pilpul is maybe you don't listen because the parent's telling you to do an Aveira. Or the parent is, but certainly if it wouldn't have been for that, then you would definitely listen to the parent. But it's interesting that he says that it could be that it's Nishma Levatel as a mitzvah. I mean, it could be that he's telling you to Levatel a mitzvah. And the mitzvah could be some mitzvah drabbana. Then there's a tshuva in the Marsham on page 20. The Shaldi al das Savos Harav Hakadosh Shoso Veishonim Kodem Ptirosu Vyosu Bivriyusu. These are said of Eich Nisnagu Tahoni Uvrakushi. Because he's saying how his his wealth should be divided. So, is it binding? So, he has four questions, but one of the questions he's asked is it binding mitzad kibra ve'en? Because he says, I want you to do this with this, you know, how he's saying, is that part of the... because again, here it's about after the parent passes away. He says, "Beata," at page 21 on the bottom, on the right. Nifne la sofek hashlishi, igizem shem kibur av habanim. Arichu imayirusha avikimomanav in tzarach lachaber oviv klal. Veirais avikimomanav. Or ish lodon bezad b'divrei marik. B'din nishma lovi shlo yisa isha shlo lo brishos. Right. So the question is there mitzvah kibur avim? So he says, so he has a whole long arichus here. Says, so look here on page 22 on the top. Tati b'shut tash beitz. The basis of well, opinion. Mishlo but the oviv shani she'asu musto dvarvel she'id zehogun she'il kodmo mitzvah zoviv v'nidro yishlomo amal achshu she'kodem nidro. So he says maybe that's being sosa dvarv. So he says that he said, "Son has a inu nefesh." But suppose we're going to carry gam al shad varma. So here, it's not something that is going to get direct hanach from the father. After Dov had again a gufa shalav, he could keep it. Oh, so there's one last nakuda to see in this inyan, and that's the Gemara in Menachos. Take a look at the Gemara in Menachos on page 17. He says, "Please, the malacha ashkechei l'rav ketina, the mixei sedina." He was covering himself with a sheet. So Amar Katina Katina said the Ina Bekaita of Sarban and Meshifsa Sisis Matahele Sisis Shotchevs Matahele. So what's the din if a person puts himself into a situation where he doesn't have a chiyuv of tzitzis? In other words, they made a takanah drabanan, that linen garment you don't put on tzitzis, because they were afraid, because the linen garment, when you put on tzitzis, the tzitzis string, not only the tchela string is not only colored blue, but it has to be wool. So if you're going to put it on a linen garment, then there's shatnas. Oh, but shatnas is mutter for tzitzis. Yeah, but that's only when there's a mitzvah tzitzis. But if you say you wear it at night, then you come to make a mistake. So they said, or if there's fake tchelis, whatever. So b'kitzer, they... So there was... What? No, the tchelis will be shel tzemer.
But if you don't have the tchelis,
no, the tchelis is tzemer, the garment is linen.
Right, so if you don't have the tchelis, if you're tchelis pasul, and you wanted to use the tzemer, you're going to want to have
the tzemer. Right, or if you do it at night.
Right.
So they didn't put on tzitzis on linen. And when he wore a wool garment, it didn't have four corners. So he says, look, you're wearing, in the summer months, you're wearing linen garments because it's light. And then you don't put on tzitzis on linen, midrabban. In the winter, you wear these ponchos, which don't have four corners, which maybe are wool, but they don't have four corners. So when are you ever going to do the mitzvah of tzitzis? That was what they asked him. That's what the malach. The Malacha, so the Malach asked this to Rav Katina. Sitzis Matele. I'm like, I'm Chiso Asay. So he says, do you get punished for not doing a mitzvah essay? Meaning, if you don't put on tefillin, you don't put on those dululav, those mitzvah essay are imperative. But say it's a mitzvah essay that you're just not mechayiv yourself in. Is there a problem with that? So the Gemara makes a famous comment, Amaleo bizman de ikarischa anshinan. That when Hashem is angry, when there's wrath in the world, when Hashem is angry, then he punishes people. In other words, Hashem could punish people for doing a eating treif, or not putting on tefillin. But say, not wearing a garment that's chayv and tzitzis, what's wrong with that? But if he's angry for other things, then Hashem punishes for people who try to circumvent mitzvah's essay. Okay. That's called Be'idan Rischa. When Hashem is angry, then he's manish even for circumventing an essay. Circumventing an essay is not technically a problem. So in the Sefer Vayoshev Moshe, he wants to suggest that we've been discussing, if your parent tells you something and you don't listen, or you're mechuyev to listen, because maybe kibud av v'aim is only for the gufo, right? So he wants to say that maybe even though it's not the technical mitzvah, but you're with Bishat Meat and Rischa, you're going to get punished for that. Look inside of page 24, 5, on the bottom. In Cain Der Ladina, Shagamim Tziva Av, Lasei Seiz Eschum, Yinichosov, Ein Mechaivim Lasom Mishum Mitzvah Skibud, Rakim Shomel Kol Oviv Yesh Mitzvah. So Whereas if his father tells him something, you know, to give part of his he gives him some tzivui to do that's not directly for servicing the father. So it might not be technical. So one second. So maybe that's considered like circumventing an essay. And circumventing an essay would be Eden Rischa. Rakim Shomel Kalavi Vyesh Mitzvah. So is he saying that it's not a chiyuv? Like, keep it out of aim if your father says, bring me water, you're mechuyuv. But if your father tells you, no, I want you to do this. Not for me. I want you to, you know.
The difference is, if I didn't cut my baguette in half, it would be chayav until this. I'm never going to be mechuyav to take the wife's car.
You're not that it's a mitzvah. You just haven't counted mitzvah. Over here, we're saying that there is a, you know,
there's no chayav on these nights. These are not shemesh rahat. Washing my father's car is never going to be shemesh rahat. No. Wearing a garment that I don't cut the corner off of is going to be chayav until this.
So he says, "Again, the shigam im tziva ha'av loses eses chum min chosov. Ein mechayv moshom mishum mitzvah kibud. Rak im shomel kol aviv yesh mitzvah. When the dina shum chlam mash chosov shebiin and riska manashina say, aval lo over al mitzvah says a chlal chlav ein kofin asom." They're not the same, but he's saying the concept is that it's not a chovas.
That's like preventing. I'm ignoring him.
Right.
And he's not doing it.
You just haven't counted the ways that people are made, but since it's just circumventing, making sure that you don't
count. Right. So he's saying maybe it is a mitzvah, but in other words, kibbut av aim has a chova component to it and a kiyum component to it.
That's great. That's not called circumventing.
No, so if you don't listen to your parents, so then you didn't circumvent, but you didn't do the kiyum component.
He seems to be saying that with all requests besides those six, even like not fasting, that the other post can say maybe you have a fear to do. He's saying that never, you know, you don't really have a fear, but you should do it because you might get punished for it.
You get punished.
He's getting more of a chizuk to doing it, the key in part, even though you don't actually have to, just like chizuk and trying to.
Right, no, chizuk, you did something to circumvent the real chiv. Here, there's no real chiv, but.
There never will be a chiv.
What?
There never will be a chiv.
There never will be a chiv. But not doing it is.
If you did do it, it would be a mitzvah.
You didn't. If you right, in other words, if you would do it, you would get a mitzvah. But not doing it, you're not mevatel a mitzvah. So therefore, it's like this category of the person who always wears three-quarter garments, you know, to avoid tzitzis. So that person didn't do anything wrong technically, because he never. There was no chiyuv. He never. But he's never, bottom line, he's never going to do the mitzvah. So people who do those type of people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whatever this means, if I'm in a bad mood, so to speak, then I'm going to be angry at these people who did that thing. If I'm not in a bad mood, I won't, you know, punish them. But once there's some issue, you know, it's obviously the havdil, it's obviously Hashem is not, you know, compared to a mood, whatever. But he's saying if there's some other thing in the world that's causing Hagadosh Baruch Hu agmas nefesh, so then he's going to punish for this as well. For people who didn't listen to their parents on things that are not a chiv of kibbutz avim. If the parents not asking you, bring me the water, take your brother for a walk, or something like that. Take your younger brother for a walk. So, or do something, whatever. The original question here and Siva Bano Siva as Nachtol Shamsha Bano Tzorachlo Blatzmo. Okay, that was one thing. Siva Lo Seis Minichastov. I want you to give some of my property to somebody. You see, by the way, on page 25, when he quotes the Imre Yosher that we did before, Imre Yosher on the right side, Nishal, Eim Shalom Shalom Vakir, Bebeis Chomov. See, he writes it out with a Vav. The base chomov, what we thought, not to go. As a parent is telling, don't go to your in-laws' house. So let's just review what we saw today. We saw that the Rambam says that you have to listen to your parents both on a Daraisa and a Darabanan. And the Rambam says, and the Beis Yosef says, it works in good because the Rambam Lashitaso holds that the Darabanans are from Los Osser, so like a Daraisa. And then he says there's also included Kulchem Chayav Mechvodi, that doing a Darabanan is covered by Hashem. And then we discussed the Yamshel Shlomo. What if the father said to the kid not to say Kaddish for the mother? So he says, so there was one source that said he's allowed to do that. And he says, no, that's telling him like not to do a Darabanan. Or maybe it's a violation of Avtal Lech HaChamocha, because if the father, God forbid, would die, he would want the son to say Kaddish, so then he should tell his son to say Kaddish for the mother. And then we saw the Imre Yosher about the parent who tells their son not to visit his mother-in-law, his father-in-law, and he says, well, maybe that's a bit old mitzvah, because you have to go visit sometimes. Have to go visit every day, so the bitzul mitzvah, and furthermore, the malkum tzarich bizeh Chulpanim Yesh Bir Halacha Shayze, maybe the Mevatel Shalom Bayis, and he says that they can't tell him to do that. You can't tell him not to. That would be a bit less, and it would be a question of Shalom Bayis. The woman cursed herself. If the son goes, and he's going to cause the curse to be chal. She cursed herself. If my son goes, I curse myself. She said. So then that's only a grumma. So that would be okay. And then we saw this idea of the Gemara Menachas, that if you always round the corner of your garment, so you'll never be chayiv in tzitzis, so technically you're potter. But Hashem punishes people who try to avoid mitzvahs. So the Vayashar Moshe says that maybe the same idea, that a father tells him to do something, even though it's not the technical kibbut of aim, but it's still like a mitzvah, and therefore you shouldn't be batal a mitzvah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like people who try not to do mitzvahs. Even though this mitzvah is not a real chiyuv mitzvah. Maybe it's like Rav Shechter pointed out, you know, there's a category of kiyuv mitzvah that it's not a chiyuv mitzvah. So Rav Shechter points out the Vilna Gaon by matzah, the rest of Pesach, the first night, the first two nights is a kiyuv. The rest could be just a kiyuv. Or Rav Shechter pointed out the Netziv by Maisa Behema, that the Maisa Behema, to give Maisa Behema to the Kohen, maybe is not just a chiyuv, just a kiyuv. And Rav Shechter likes to point out Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva about living in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe writes, it's a chiyuv mitzvah, not a chiyuv mitzvah. So it could be that listening to your parents when it's not was to be a chiyuv mitzvah, and if you don't listen, then you're not doing a mitzvah. So it might not be exactly the same idea of the guy rounding the corner of the garment, but the bottom line is he's not doing a mitzvah. He's neglecting a mitzvah, because there is a chiyuv mitzvah even though it's not a chiyuv mitzvah. That's another perspective on that. Okay, so we'll dive in. We'll take a 1 minute break, and we'll dive in. I'm not sure with Robert's practice.